All right, at the end of the podcast, after the closing jingle, we have a different kind of interview. One of my favorite authors, a guy named Brad Thor, has a new book out that came out this summer that is so good, and we'll tell you all about that and get a little insight from him right after the closing jingle. Very cool dude, too. I think you'll dig it, so stick around.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Wow, that's a nice thing you're doing there. By
they're
the way,
real deep. I like it.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll see there's a sign in our studio behind Carson. It says O'Reilly. And that's because O'Reilly Auto Parts sponsors the studio and the podcast. Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Brand new gold.
My husband said, that's a scam.
Do you remember her?
My husband said, that's a scam.
That's a scam.
That's a scam.
My husband said, that's a scam.
My favorite with Trump coming out that he has coronavirus is someone tweeted out, I have tested positive. The experts say it's the most positive test they've ever seen. So positive, they couldn't even believe it. They had to do another test to be sure. They said no one has tested this positive ever. They're quite frankly amazed.
I don't care what side you're on. That's funny. That's good parody is what that is.
That's awful, man. Hopefully he is fine. And Melania. And
it is so
seems like everyone, they're all starting to drop, man.
It is like so 2020, though. I mean, that's like one more thing to add to it.
I have some 2020 news for you.
Uh-oh. Plot twist.
James Vanderbeek.
Has coronavirus?
No. Oh, that's awful.
He's coming on the show?
No. What? No. He and his wife have announced that they're moving with their family to Texas.
Oh. He's Which, actually going to become a Texan finally.
It actually gives him a chance to test out that awful accent that he did back in Varsity Blues.
Give us a little bit of that. What did he say?
I don't want your life.
Your life.
The amount of comments on the article of people saying, don't come here. We don't want you. It made my little heart so happy.
Yes. People aren't digging Vanderbeek?
No, my favorite comment, which I had to screenshot and send to my best friend growing up, was like, well, he's got all those kids now, and frankly, it's not like the money's rolling in, so obviously he couldn't afford California anymore.
Oh man.
Yeah,
why are people, now,
screenshot
you know,
saved.
Why are people never hating even, on him? He's a great actor.
It never even occurred to me.
Great. What kind of adjective is that?
The fact that people might hate James Vanderbeek never even crossed my mind. It never even occurred. Yeah. Like, of all the people I hate, none of them are even.
I didn't even know his name.
Just amazing.
I
love that about you, D. You didn't even know who he was.
I would, but I got the thing there. I'll play it again now. Here we go.
Playing football in West Canaan may have been the opportunity of your lifetime, but I don't want your life. But I don't want your life.
I don't
but
want.
I don't want your life.
And he's supposed to be a teenager.
Don't want your life.
No,
I'm just gonna.
He gets to test it out.
Please make it stop.
Gets to test it out. I'm so excited.
Well, that is a terrible, terrible accent.
Yep. He's gonna fit right in.
It's kind. I mean, like that's as bad as the fake Cajun accents in The Waterboy. But at least that was a comedy. That was they were
no, because I'll tell you, I always thought the fake accents in Waterboy were the worst until I ran into somebody who's. You know the Bobby Boucher one that he has?
Yeah.
I can't believe my mama. Dude, I know somebody.
Yeah, I went
back home,
overdone.
And I'm visiting, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. This whole time, I thought that was a terrible accent. They were actually doing my uncle.
Yeah, it is.
It was
a terrible accent.
To a T. I didn't even know, because growing up,
listen.
You don't hear it that way, because it's not on TV.
My favorite is still, I would tell people, you think you've heard Cajun accents, you should come with me and visit my grandfather, who was in his 80s and had false teeth and grew up speaking French before English. We only understood about a third of what he said. To this day, I mean, now he's 95 and he's, you know, he doesn't talk much and that's fine. But man, back in the day, he would talk your ear off and you would only catch about a third of it. And it was awesome. And I still remember he would take his teeth out at night And he and my grandmother would lay in bed and say the rosary. And we could hear him through the wall of the next room. And she was just clear. She would say the first half of the prayer, and you could understand every word she said. And it would be his half, and it would be like, I'm not saying amen. It was great. Even as a little kid, I was like, I don't think that's how it goes.
I think that's got to be a gold.
Did that just become a gold?
Yes. All right.
It has usurped the gold that was already in place.
A podcast gold.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we've never had
that's
that.
That's a first.
Yeah, it's the first time. Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting. Yeah, I could not believe, kind of getting back to Trump, that Bubba sent the thing out early this morning that he tested positive. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I'm, you know, you take your phone with you because you need a flashlight to walk around your house, and I'm in there, and first thing I did is I open up Twitter while I'm tweeting, and I was like, oh, what? So I sent you guys the text.
I don't know, man. I did not see that coming. That is a plot twist I did not see coming.
Yeah.
And it's only October the what? The 2nd? Oh, there's more to come. It can only get weirder.
There's a lot of people who don't believe, they think it's a hoax.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. 50-50 right now. Mm-hmm. They're falling online.
People, are you serious?
Wait, they think he doesn't have Corona?
Right. Yeah.
They think it's a publicity ploy to subvert some of the things that happened in the debate.
Yep.
What? Yep. What?
Like, how is that?
Like, I'm not even, I don't want to play politics here, but it's like, I don't even see how this helps. What are you talking about?
I think
about?
He already had it. This is my theory. I think he already had it way back when. Remember, like, in April or something like that, March or April, he was taking hydroxychloroquine, and it was like, I'm taking it, and it's great. I'm thinking he had it back then.
I don't know. A lot of people were talking about taking it prophylactically, which means before you have it, but
I thought that was condoms.
It is. It means in order. It's preventative. So are condoms.
Okay.
But man, I don't know. That's weird. Because you know, why are we at the point where you can't even trust the president's doctor? Who, by the way, the president's doctor cannot lie about the president's health. It's a federal crime.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he's a military officer and he's under oath. So.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I always thought
Here's your conspiracy twist that the doctor didn't give him the coronavirus test. Because I'm now remembering that I read the letter from the doctor, and it said, I've been informed that the president has a positive coronavirus test.
Informed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. I can't believe I just circled back into that.
Wow. Well, I saw on the thing, it said it was on the actual press release that they sent out, it said SARS-CoV-2 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know because I don't pay that much attention. Is that COVID-19?
Yes, that's
okay,
it.
Just making sure. I was like,
no, actually, every news outlet got it totally wrong.
How so?
No, that he's saying. Is that actually what it meant?
Yes.
Like, no, of course it did. Yes.
Well, I just, you never know, man. You never know.
Well, very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't want your laugh.
I just want to recap today's show a little bit and say that it never occurred to me until Ann, not her real name, called in that there aren't any songs from a woman's perspective sung by a female artist that are about like a breakup that don't involve another woman. They all pretty much involve another woman.
Yeah, like a cheating thing.
It's, yeah, not even maybe not a cheating thing, but you're with somebody else now kind of thing. There aren't a lot of just generic, you know, my man left me kind of songs. And I feel like maybe that's a hole in country music.
Like there's something that needs to be.
I'm not even going to blame country music on this. I'm going to blame your gender.
Our gender?
Because
leave for another woman.
Because men are lazy. And you look for... No, it's not even you leave for another woman. Like, you're like, I'm kind of done with her. You know, I don't want to leave. Like, you guys don't like confrontation. You don't like breakup. So you're going to do everything you can to leave it to us. And usually cheating is about the last straw. So you're like, if I go mess around with chick B, the one sitting here on the couch, she's not going to put up with it. So it's, yeah.
You're saying that men cheat as a way to get rid of a woman they already wanted to get rid of.
Yep.
But they were just too afraid to confront her and say, let's break
Instead
up.
Instead of just saying, like, you know what? I'm sick of you. I'm done. Nope.
That is a crazy little theory, but I think
I've heard
for
that before.
A lot of my girlfriends and I talk about how, like, like, dudes, just, you don't want to do the breaking up. You just want it to happen. So you'll do everything in your power to nudge us in that direction without actually just saying, hey, girl, it's done. Nope.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's why I wonder if it's not a subject of more songs.
I mean, there are a lot of songs. I mean, so I like to think I'm an expert on songs about drinking or your woman leaving or drinking because she left. And there are a lot of those that are not about cheating or another dude. It's just about your woman leaving you, because sometimes women just leave you. You know, sometimes you leave them and you write a song about how you're sad about it.
And like, as we thought for Anne, with obviously not her real name, she said, she's like, I don't think there was cheating involved. We asked her, we're like, was there another woman? No, not as far as I know. He just wanted to go. And that was it. There's
Is that better or worse? Like cheating, there's, you can like blame, not even like blaming the other person or anything.
Yeah, because it takes the fault off of you.
Right, exactly. That it's like, well, I didn't do wrong. They did. And then if he's just like, hey, I'm just not that into you anymore. It's like, uh-oh. What do I need to fix?
I feel like men and women
not into you
both
Sorry.
Tend to blame the other person more than their... You know,
well, nobody in general, we as a society, people like to blame someone else.
Well, I mean, ourselves. I mean, like if you're dating somebody and then they cheat on you, you blame that other dude other than your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And if it's with ladies, it's the same thing. Like you would hate
like
the
Jolene.
Woman. Yes.
Well, but even Jolene is an excellent example because it's Dolly Parton like saying, look, I don't trust my dude. Could you just play the upstanding human? And not take him instead of like talking to her dude, going, hey, you're saying her name. What's up with you? No, she knows she's got to talk to the chick.
Like, that's such a weird song.
It is.
And it was.
It's cool slowed down.
It is cool slowed down.
Like, you take the 45 and you play it on 33, and it sounds like a dude, like an emo type kind of pop punk version of the same song. It's cool. And you know who else did a good version of Jolene?
Miley Cyrus.
That Miley version. Was fire. Just
Mindy
saying.
Smith on the Dolly Parton tribute album. It's the best.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's really, really good.
I like Party in the USA.
My husband says, that's a scam.
That's a scam.
Party in the USA is a jam, though.
Dude, Malibu, all that stuff. Man, I like the, what was the last one? The one, the last song. You know what I'm talking about. I can't even think of it.
You know, Bob.
You know.
I mean, I like the Hannah Montana theme song, so.
Never seen that.
Really?
Never
it's
saw it
adorable.
Once.
Oh, I loved
Super
Hannah Montana.
Cute.
And her friend looked like Carrie Underwood.
Mm. She looked like Jamie Lynn Spears. To me, she looked like Britney's little sister.
Hey, whatever happened with Britney? Is she being
Free?
Held behind her without...
No, she's still being... I mean, I don't know that she's under... her guardianship still is under the care of her father.
And her sister
so she is
wants
not broken
the guardianship.
Free. Right.
So, okay. She is this when she shaved her head and she got
she shaved the head back in like 2007, 2008.
But that's when this started, right?
That's when it started. Yeah. So it's been going on this long.
So she shaved her head and then they said, hey, you're mentally unfit.
Correct.
Because she had a kid?
She had two, yeah.
Okay.
And
I remember
it was
we were
also
all shocked that Federline was the same.
That's
one.
What I always say. I'm like, how did Kevin let Federline become
and he
the
has
good
custody.
Parent?
Yeah. Oh, he's not one of the kids?
No,
that's her
dad.
Ex-husband.
You don't put him as one of the kids. Okay.
No, he actually asked for more money from her for his other kids because it's not fair that Britney's kids get to go off on all these fancy vacations and his other like four or six kids don't live in that same lifestyle.
Man,
so he has
bad.
Yeah. Well, he had the four before they hooked up. Then they had the two. And I think there might be two more with the new wife.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I really should have tried
so
harder to stay in shape and be better looking.
Alimony.
Because that's all this
right,
guy
but
had.
It's but he's asking for money that would then go to
help
the
his
other children.
Kids.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But the rumor was that she shaved her head because they were going to drug test her and that she wanted to get rid of the hair because they would have used that for the drug test. So I'm not sure if that's happened all those years ago. But yeah, I think we've seen some stuff over the years that show Britney was not in a great place mentally for a long time.
Not in a great place. I see the TikTok videos. Stacey will show them to me and it's like they're bizarre. Like she's spacey.
And that might be something that we talk all about when that show on Access comes out. Music's Greatest Mysteries.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that we did that.
Yeah.
When is that coming out?
November?
I figured Carson would know since they loved her so much.
Gosh,
they bought her lunch.
Oh, you are the best. Oh. We can't wait to use all of your footage on the show. Things they didn't say to any of the rest of us.
Nope. Didn't get any of that.
You know how great it's going to be when it airs and I'm not in any of them?
Oh, no. Oh, you're going to be in all of them. You'll be in everyone.
Then when they're done, they bought her lunch. They didn't even give me a bottle of water. Like, I had to ask for one.
They even offered me a shirt. Like, would you like us to buy you a t-shirt?
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Unless she sucked really bad.
And they just felt bad.
And they felt bad. So, like, you get her lunch.
You know, that's not true.
I know that's not true.
There's no way that
I'm just trying to feel better.
We're getting ready to do this. They send you like a list of some of the topics all of them. And it's store behind the scenes stories of music and songs and that kind of thing.
Mysteries and drama and things.
That's kind of a neat concept. And so I had the paper and I kind of was kind of going through it every day. I kind of start doing a little research and Bubba's like, are you doing any kind of research? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And he's like, yeah, me too, a little bit. And Patrick, yeah. So, yeah, I asked Carson. She was like, oh, yeah.
Carson did her straight up homework on this thing.
Oh, man, she deserves to be on it. She did the most work.
I watched so many videos. I was reading articles. And then I was taking notes to make sure that.
You made yourself an expert.
I wanted to, right? I want to be that guy. Come talk, have me talk about music. That's all I want to do with my life. That's what we Why I do what I do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let me talk about that more. Let's keep going.
So, Barron is negative.
Did they get that?
Okay. Barron Trump.
They should have hugged him
they
more.
They just showed Senator Mike Lee.
I'm just saying. Saying if he's negative, that means somebody wasn't hugging him. People need hugs.
That's not true. Kids don't get it the same way. It's not the.
They also could have hugged him. It would just sort of come up to his belly button. That kid's huge.
Oh, my gosh, he is.
He's enormous.
He's what is one tall kid?
Yeah, he's like 6'8", 6'7".
No, he's like 6'6", but he's only 15.
Is he that?
How tall is Melania?
She's 6.
Because she's got to be tall. Yeah, she's a model.
Tall. Yeah. And Trump's tall. Trump's like 6'2", 6'3". And then Barron stands next to him, and he's towering over him like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is.
I'm trying to. Melania is 5'11".
Okay,
and then Donald is how tall is Donald Trump?
6'2".
6'2"? So between the two, that's why their kid is 7 foot tall.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see a thing how tall he is.
Oh,
what a terrible life, though, man, to be under the attention all the time like that. I always felt bad for Clinton's daughter.
And the Obama kids. I mean,
all of them.
Oh, my gosh. And the Bush twins were like in high school and then went to college while all was going on. I have Secret Service agents following you around college.
Yeah. You can't even go drink. Didn't they get busted?
Yeah.
Didn't they get busted drinking one night?
I felt worse for Chelsea because she went through puberty.
Yeah, she was like 12.
In the public eye.
Well,
like, that's
when they
got
there. And didn't they do the same thing?
I think so. I feel like we didn't see them as much.
No, we didn't. Yeah. The Obama girls?
Yeah, I feel like we just
once they got to that awkward stage, that 11, 12, we kind of didn't see them as much in the second term.
Mm-hmm.
So, which was, I mean, good look.
Yeah.
Really, honestly, we don't see Barron Trump that much. Mm-hmm. You know, think about it.
Yeah, I never see him.
He stayed out of the public eye.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen him tall. And by the way, Ken said he is 6'3 officially. Oh. So, but yeah, I haven't seen, and I've heard people talk about how tall Barron is. I don't know. I don't know how tall he is.
Hey,
that's because you use Bing. If you had Googled it,
no.
Tell us the first thing.
The first thing you'd have seen.
Yeah, you know what it is? Intuitive and good.
Mm-hmm.
Carson, you making you some pumpkin butter for this weekend?
Oh, no. Can you do that?
Yeah,
I was like, will you do that?
A pumpkin butter. Oh, sounds so good.
That sounds amazing.
I know. Pumpkin butter. It's basically you take pumpkin, the stuff, the pumpkin?
Like canned?
In a can, yeah.
You mean yams?
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
So pumpkin in a can isn't actually pumpkin.
It's not?
No, like when you get pumpkin spice. Like from wherever, it's actually not pumpkin.
Really?
It's yams, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait, what?
Yes. When you get pumpkin spice, whatever it is not. Go ahead, Google it, Google users, and you tell me what you find.
Pumpkin, okay. Libby's 100% pure pumpkin in a can.
No, not true.
Yeah, it says it on the can.
Lies.
100% pure pumpkin. Well, of course, Bubba would repeat something ridiculous like, when you get pumpkin in a can, it's actually yams.
Well, I will say this. According to Inc. magazine, the headline, "Your pumpkin pie probably contains zero pumpkin." Here's what to eat instead. Even if it says 100% pumpkin, it's a lie.
What?
It says who?
Okay, so let
Inc.
me get
magazine.
Them.
It must have been where
your
I found the info
hub.
Way back when.
It's actually 100% squash.
That's it, squash, not
most
not
brands use a mixture of admittedly yummy squashes, butternut, Hubbard, and so on. Libby's, which claims it sells about 85% of the nation's so-called canned pumpkin and pumpkin pie filling, took the deception one step further by developing its own breed of squash.
And they call it pumpkin?
They call it Dixon Pumpkin.
Oh, my gosh.
Their new Gordon name, which figures them and gives them the right to claim the products, contain 100% pumpkin. Food and Drug Administration, which theoretically supposed to protect us from falsehoods, and has avoided the whole issue by not worrying too much about it.
Well, because it really doesn't matter.
Libby's 100% pure pumpkin.
Doesn't it, though?
Is made with only one ingredient, pumpkin.
Yeah, Dixon Pumpkin, which is a squash.
No.
Yes, I just
read
that.
But what did you read it from? What site is this? Is it one of Bubba's weird back channel?
No, I just told you.
Conspiracy
are you
site?
Listening at all?
I want you guys to just step back. I was right.
Ink? You never heard of Ink Magazine?
No.
I was right. Y'all thought I was
he's
dumb.
He's right.
Wow.
And it's not just pie.
I think this sounds like an absolute.
Seasonal pumpkin spice lattes that everyone's so in love with. Same thing. They're all made with squash, and more squash.
Pumpkin spice is
what?
Squash spice.
Yep.
It's not
pumpkin spice yogurts,
so
ice creams, candies, cookies.
Pumpkin spice.
I am doing what we used to do, which hasn't been as good because they got really weird and political, but I'm still going to do it here.
On Snopes?
I'm going to go to Snopes.
Oh,
most canned pumpkin isn't actually pumpkin. And Snopes says as much as 90% of pumpkin sold in the U.S. is a propriety cultivar known as Dickinson pumpkin, which is...
Squash.
What a brilliant idea, though.
Different. It is a pumpkin. It's
I'm
less photogenic than other types of pumpkins usually for display.
No. It's a squash.
The majority of canned pumpkin is not a blend of butternut and other winter squashes. It is Dickinson pumpkin, which is just an ugly pumpkin variety.
I feel like
is a squash.
I feel like I just hit a walk-off home run.
You did.
And I'm like, yeah. Disbelief.
I'm Team Bubba.
My husband says that's a scam.
It is a scam. It's a yam scam.
It's a yam scam.
Not a yam.
It's a squash scam.
What's the difference?
This is what a Dickinson pumpkin looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's squash.
Yeah, they bred it to look like.
Pumpkin. It's just not what you're used to seeing as a pumpkin. It's not the pumpkin you buy at the store to decorate.
Right. It's not what you think it is.
Okay, but it's still a pumpkin.
It's not a pumpkin. It's a squash.
It's a squash.
All pumpkins are squashes.
So?
Don't try
pumpkins
to
are a type of squash.
See, here's the thing. He doesn't like when I'm right.
No I really don't.
Patrick cannot handle.
It's true.
He cannot
that's
handle
exactly it.
The
you're
fact
not,
that I was
he doesn't
wrong.
Want your life.
Hold on. You're not wrong. You're also not right.
It's
I am
right.
Of both.
I am right, and you just
according
can't
to
handle
Snow,
it.
I think it's
a
mixture.
Bubba for the win here.
That's right.
I agree.
Man, all right. I'm outnumbered.
Marty says in one of our old podcasts, we had the same argument.
Did we really? Are you serious? Have we been doing this so long that we've actually had an argument we don't remember having?
Possibly. I mean, we're 300 and something episodes into it.
Are we repeating conversations about pumpkins?
Okay, so think about this. How much time has passed? At least 5 years?
The first podcast is
tell
January.
Tell him to call us. Yeah. I want to hear. Ask him to call our 800 number.
Who?
All right, well, if you're listening, call right now, 1-800-667-8686.
Marty, call us right now, 1-800-667-8686. Nobody else call that number right now.
Just Marty.
Because we need Marty. We need to talk to him because he'll know.
Okay, so January of 2014,
that number is, type it out. Someone type it, please, on
1-800-667-8686.
There'll be a delay until it will get. Anyway, go ahead.
So this is our seventh year of podcasts.
Wow.
311, isn't it?
Yeah,
this
I think
is
so.
The 311th episode of the podcast.
Why didn't
you know what? I'm sure Sure, we've done lots of dumb things that we don't remember doing and talked about lots of dumb things we don't remember talking about.
I don't know. This seems like...
I remember one time we had a conversation how we were saying that there's no way that Trump could ever be president. Remember that conversation?
Hey, is this Marty?
I don't remember having that. That doesn't sound like something we would do.
Oh, we got
ladies and gentlemen, I have Marty on the phone who claims that we have had this conversation before on a previous podcast about pumpkins not being pumpkins. And we don't remember it. Marty, do you remember which episode it was?
I think it's got to be one of the Thanksgiving or the October episodes.
Yeah.
Because y'all had the same argument about pumpkins, and I think it was Bubba who mentioned it.
Uh-huh. Did we just gloss over it and go, whatever, Bubba?
Yeah, that's the more likely outcome.
No, it was pretty much the same outcome as today. You guys,
really? Oh my gosh! I think we're going insane.
Oh gosh! I have to go back and find this.
I like to think that it happened before I was here. I'm gonna plead that I was not present.
We need to check each other for fevers because we don't remember any of this, man.
Wow. It's Groundhog Day.
Think about it. This is classic Big D and Bubba Patrick Carson interaction. Bubba says something ridiculous. I assume he's made it up. You look it up to see which one of us is right.
And then I pick a side.
And you pick a side.
Well, wait a minute. What if y'all want to get a little crazy here? What if Marty had a dream that we had that conversation?
Yeah. What if Marty's from the future? He is named Marty. Marty.
I'm a truck driver, so I re-listened to your podcast about four times. I know you guys talked about it before.
Do you ever go 88 miles per hour?
I was about to say, how fast are you driving, Marty?
Okay. He's got a truck's capacitor.
What's what are you hauling?
It's governed at 63.
What are you hauling right now?
It's governed at 63.
Marty.
I usually haul just random stuff.
Like,
that's a scam.
What's the last thing you hauled?
AC units, drive for Audi sometimes. I'm based from Laredo, Texas, so I get a lot of stuff coming from Mexico.
Oh, okay. What's the big export, Mexican export that we're getting?
Avocados.
Squash. Pumpkins.
I really don't know because it depends on what state it needs to go to.
Have you ever picked something up and didn't know it was in the back?
Multiple times. Like they'll have the trailers locked up, and then the bill ladies won't say what it is. The Border Patrol will be a little bit sketchy what I'm hauling.
The Border Patrol will be a little sketchy.
Wow.
I gotcha. Man, you ever hear like people banging on the back or anything?
Oh, no.
No.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, all right. That got weird. D made it weird.
Well, that's just crazy that we had the same argument and not one of us remembers.
Carson Marty has a possible out.
Yes.
Marty.
I was like, they had the same argument.
Wow. That's really weird.
What's Carson?
She might not have been here. I mean, she wasn't here for the first 2 years of
I
the
might
podcast.
Be innocent in this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Marty, sorry. I guess we're running out of stuff.
What a stupid thing to get stuck on and come back to.
It's the dumbest thing. All right, Marty.
Have
a good weekend.
If the government lies about pumpkins. Thank you, man. Take care.
See you, dude.
If the government lies about pumpkins, what else are they lying about? We've talked about aliens. We've talked about all this other stuff. They could be lying to us about everything, and it's totally okay because you know what? They're not aliens. We've just renamed them.
I mean,
to Kansans, and now anytime they refer to somebody from Kansas, they're actually really talking about aliens.
You see, and then you made the leap from these pumpkins aren't real pumpkins to aliens
I'm
live in
just
Kansas.
Saying,
well,
dude,
isn't it like Fruit Loops are all the same flavor,
yes,
regardless
that's
of colors?
Rippy thing.
So,
and you know what? Even when I eat them, they still taste different.
Yep. So
I'll look at them and
being
I'm
being lied to all over.
Carson, this weekend we'll make some pumpkin butter,
squash butter.
I think you mean squash
butter.
Yeah, butter.
So what do you do with your squash butter? How do you make that again?
I was just making a we're looping again joke.
I know, and I was going to go back to what
so
started
take,
that.
So you take squash puree, and you put it in, then you put apple cider, and then you put some maple syrup. Then you have to cook it down, and then it's got to cool, and then you combine it with your butter.
That sounds very tasty.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
I've been looking at recipes on Instagram for pumpkin ravioli.
Oh. Ooh,
yeah. And then you have like roasted pine nuts in the sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds very, because everybody's into pumpkin spice stuff right now. But.
Yes. That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of that ravioli.
Hello?
Hey, I'm interrupting the conversation. Hey. Hang on one sec. Go ahead, finish your sentence.
No, that's fine.
I just wanted to say happy anniversary to my wife. It's our anniversary today. Happy anniversary.
Aw. Happy anniversary.
I had to do the most Bubba thing to interrupt the
podcast. Of
course,
just in the middle of that while no one else knew what he was doing. Yes.
What?
Nothing.
Well, you know me. If I don't think about it right then and there, or if I think about it and I go, oh, I'm good, I'll do it before the podcast is over, then
and there'll be a shiny thing in the corner. You'll totally
forget. Yeah, I'll totally forget.
How many years is this?
21, dude. Oh, wow. We're legal.
The picture from your honeymoon that Stacey posted was adorable.
Yeah, and best thing.
So cute.
I'll share that later on my socials as well. Yeah. One of my favorite things about that picture is that one of my best friends from junior high is like, hey, at least one of you hasn't changed.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. And he's not wrong.
All right. Well,
seriously, I'm looking at it now. It's the truth. Look, I mean, Stacey looks the same, and Bubba looks like a child version of Bubba. It's not the same.
That looks like his brother.
Yeah.
Like his younger brother, who's
somewhere inside me, that guy is still there.
Oh yeah.
And like two or three other of that guy. It's like I had triplets,
and
I'm
just
all in one.
It looks like this guy in this picture just got stung by bees, and then that's you.
Thank you.
Well, happy anniversary to you, Stacey.
Thank you.
All right, love y'all. You guys had a good breakfast?
Yeah, we're just sitting on the patio hanging out with Jerry.
All right, I'll give you a call later on. Love you. Bye.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Okay, cool.
So, sitting on with who?
Hanging out. I've got a bunch of family in town.
That's right.
Yeah. My niece and her husband.
Oh, good.
And yeah, so we're all just hanging out.
Sweet.
This weekend.
All right.
Making
else?
Pumpkin spice squash butternut bread.
Man, I got nothing.
Okay, that's my go-to.
Trying to think. I think
that's
Dee's
way of ending
too.
The podcast. All right. Anything else?
For those of you watching on Facebook, you're missing out because we have a cool interview with author Brad Thor that we're about to play at the end after the closing jingle. Again,
I'm sure we've already played this.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Pretty sure. Dude, we should just repost this at this podcast next week. Just exactly the same.
Who's going to notice?
Your life.
I don't want your life.
I don't want your life.
Actually, real quick, his accent is bad from the beginning. Like his whatever he says before this sentence,
it's
I don't
way
want
worse.
Your life. It's I think worse.
Oh yeah.
It's whatever.
That's
what are
the
you saying?
Takeaway line, but no, the accent is so much worse. Like
the head
playing
of that.
Football at
was your life.
Go.
It's really bad. It's
fun
not
fact
good.
Too. He didn't actually play football in high school.
He didn't.
No.
Of course not.
What did he do?
How would you?
was he a babe magnet in high school?
A lot of chicks liked him. He was a good looking kid. Honestly, he got worse looking as he got older. His face got longer.
Oh, any opportunity.
What's so funny though is Carson loves, like one of her loves of her life is Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And I find that, Vanderbeek kind of resembles Peyton Manning.
Oh my gosh, look what you just
There's
did to her.
Bit, like they both have the forehead and that kind of thing going. You know
are,
what I'm talking
wow.
about?
You know what? I agree with Patrick. Pumpkin is pumpkin.
Oh, there you go.
Bubba's losing. It's 2-2
the
now.
The support is gone.
That's a scam.
I don't want your life.
All right.
Now, everyone have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
But
and
that's
pumpkin
okay,
is pumpkin. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Talk about yams.
It was the podcast.
Life.
Author Brad Thor is joining us on the hotline. The new book is called Near Dark. And Brad, this is the first time you've been on the show, and I have to warn you that Bubba has a huge man crush.
It's not a man crush. Yeah. It's
are you
I'm
a man?
Excited.
Are you a man?
I'm a man.
And he is? It's a man crush. So just giving you a heads up. Now you know what you're walking into.
Brad,
the more you know.
Yeah, I'm happily married, just letting you know. No, I'm excited because I've been reading all of the Scott Harvath series since, what was the first book, Lions of Lucerne?
That's it. Wow, yes.
So I've been running through the whole series. And I'll tell you, it's interesting because somebody had suggested your books to me, and actually it was your publisher because I was talking about the Vince Flynn books, and there was like some downtime. And I was like, man, I love these books. I wish they would come back. And he said, have you ever tried the Brad Thor, Scott Harvath series? And I was like, no, I haven't. I'll give it a try. Dude, I am so glad he did because it turned me on to, what is it now? It's close to 20 books?
Correct. There have been 19 in the Harvath series, and I did one spinoff about an all-female Delta Force unit called The Athena Project.
Yeah, The Athena Project needs to be a movie.
I know.
But hey, Bubba's telling me about there's a book that you put out that had to do with a pandemic kind of situation. He was wondering if it was going to play out the same way with this coronavirus thing.
Remember I came in? I was
yeah,
like,
he would do it. He was like, because I read all about this.
Yeah, I did a book several years ago called Code of Conduct, and the opening line on the very first page was, if the president could catch the virus, that meant nobody in America was safe. And that's how that book kicked off. So, yeah, it's fun when your stuff comes true until the worst of it comes true.
Yeah, yeah. So do you get, like, a lot of the stuff, it's very, I don't know, how would you describe it, Brad, kind of a agent-y and secret stuff.
Agent-y? Is that a word?
I don't know. You know what I mean. How do you describe your books, Brad?
Well, you know, they're international thrillers. And for Near Dark, let me do this. Near Dark is the 19th in this series, but I tell people my books are like the James Bond movies. You don't need to have read seen a previous Bond movie to watch the newest one and totally love it. And if Near Dark was a movie and I had a movie poster, the log line would be $100 million bounty has just been put on the head of America's top spy. And that's what the whole book is about. My guy was a SEAL, ends up going into the intelligence world, and now with this $100 million bounty, doesn't know who he can trust, and he ends up pairing up with a beautiful Norwegian spy named Solvi Kolstad. And it's funny, I've got about 60% male readers, 40% female, and that female leadership is growing. And I wanted to create a really cool female character in Near Dark that would be the equal, if maybe not better, than Scott Harvath. And that's what gave birth to Solvi Kolstad. The book's been out since Tuesday, and I expected to hear from my female readers, and they love her. But the fan mail from the men who love this Solvi Kolstad character has been overwhelming. So that's pretty cool.
Well, that's why I said the Athena Project needs to be a movie, like ASAP, because right now in these woke times where everybody's like looking for strong female leads, that whole Athena Project thing could be huge for you.
Listen, we had it set up for Ronda Rousey to be one of the Athena Project members.
Gosh, yes.
Had a script written at Warner Brothers, one of the best screenplays I've ever read. Fantastic. And then, like the Serengeti, a new lion came into the studio on the executive floor, and like lions do, they kill all the cubs from the pride and start all over again. So, unfortunately, this great screenplay is collecting dust at Warner Brothers, but the rights have come back to me now. So we're working on where else can we place the Athena Project and do it. Because I agree with you. I think this idea of an all-female Delta Force team is so much fun, and the guys that have read Athena Project love that book too. It's not just female readers. Men love it too, so that's cool.
Author Brad Thor is joining us. You can find him, bradthor.com. It's T-H-O-R. Thor, Brad Thor. I don't know if that's the way you're supposed to spell it, but
I think that's the only
that's the
way,
only
to
way
spell
you
it.
Spell it, and Brad, of course, is Brad. So Bubba and I are like really big into all of these. You know, we think that there's like this secret cabal that's running the world, and that these little things that come out online are meaningful, and there's little crumbs that are thrown out, and we're kind of following along. Do you subscribe to that belief as well?
Sounds like So I Married an Axe Murderer. And the Colonel Sanders with his wee beady eyes, he's on his chicken that makes it crave at Clark Knightley.
That means no.
You don't.
You can't even run the freaking post office.
I know, but
you're telling me there's some big conspiracy?
All right. Okay, do you think, okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that the United States or the world government has known about UFOs in alien technology for years?
Well, with all the Tic Tac videos that have been released recently, that stuff is just unexplainable. So, yeah, I think there's probably stuff that we don't know about, but have I seen solid evidence other than the weird intercepts we've had over the ocean and things like that with, like, unexplainable moving stuff? listen, I've been a fan of this idea since I was a kid, and I swiped my parents' copy of a book called Chariot of the Gods that talked a lot about hieroglyphics and ancient cave paintings that showed people with, like, bubbles over their heads that looked like space.
That's actually where we got the Ancient Aliens series from, was from that book.
Yeah, that's where that's where it came from.
So that stuff intrigues me. I think it's the height of egoism to believe that we're alone in the universe, right? That we're the only place where intelligent life could have evolved. So, is it possible that there's other life out there? How could you say no? It's impossible. The universe is practically infinite. So, I believe 100% there could be other life forms out there.
I would like to disagree with you, though, on the Tic Tac videos. The Tic Tacs, the UFOs, the ones the Navy released and said, look, here we go, some gun cam footage. I think that's our tech, and we did a soft release just to show China and any other country that is thinking of, puffing up that, hey, we have stuff that you don't even understand.
Interesting.
That's my take on it. I think we're going, hey, sit, boy.
Yeah, listen, and I love the whole Independence Day Will Smith thing where if an alien ship crashed here, we could fly those suckers. That would be pretty cool, too. So, could it be our tech? Absolutely. I mean, we've made huge advancements that all of a sudden they've come out. Like, I remember when the stealth fighters came out, the stealth bomber. I was like, oh, my God, are these things cool? So the capacity for innovation within the human mind is relatively infinite. So when it comes to technological advancements, what's DARPA doing and all that kind of stuff, anything's possible. The one thing is, I hope we develop a way to kill the robots. I do not want a Terminator thing. I hate robots. They're going to go self-aware. I love the video online, the GIF of the guy kicking the robot dog in the parking lot. I love that. But that's how it starts. They get pissed off and they come for you. They remember. They don't forget those robots.
That's right. Brad, we got to get you in and do a long form podcast. That would be much fun.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Gosh. And we would be fans to just sit here and dive into everything because it would be great.
The new book is called Near Dark. It's available now.
I will attest, every single book I've read in this series has been awesome.
All right.
So
Bubba approved. Bubba approved. How about that?
That's great. I'm going to put that on the paperback.
Dude, that should be like
Bubba approved. Like right across the spot. I love that.
Big sticker. It says Bubba approved. Near Dark. You can find him at bradthor.com. Brad, all the best to you. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.